From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Labor Department says a key measure of consumer prices fell last month for the first time in 28 years. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The government said that the consumer price index rose by 0.2 percentage point last month, less than economists had expected. Prices rose in part because of a spike in energy costs. But when energy and food were stripped out, consumer prices actually fell by 0.1 percentage point. It was the first such drop since the recession of 1982. New car prices were down by 0.5 percentage point, and apparel costs were also down slightly. The report comes one day after the Federal Reserve's decision to raise the discount rate. That announcement sparked some concern in the financial markets that the Fed was about to begin raising interest rates. But the low inflation means the Fed can keep rates low for the foreseeable future. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
NPR's John Inste reports that the Fed moved its so-called discount rate up 0.25 point to 0.75% because of an improved economy.
Raising the discount rate is largely a symbolic move. The Fed said in its statement that it is not expected to lead to tighter financial conditions for individuals or businesses. But it is another step in the Fed's pullback of emergency measures that it put in place in response to the financial crisis. The action has no effect on the central bank's benchmark federal funds rate, which remains at just 0.25%. Raising the federal funds rate would raise borrowing costs for businesses and individuals, something the Fed isn't ready to do just yet. The Fed said raising the discount rate is a response to continued improvement in financial market conditions. John Idste, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in Austin, Texas say they've accounted for everybody after a man furious with the Internal Revenue Service crashed his small plane into a building where 200 IRS employees work. Emergency crews have recovered two bodies. The pilot is presumed to be one of them. NASA is hailing the latest space shuttle mission to the International Space Station as a big success. The crew of Shuttle Endeavour delivered and installed a new room and observation deck at the orbiting outpost, offering a stunning view of Earth. The astronauts held a ribbon-cutting ceremony overnight. Kwasi Alabarujo is NASA's lead space shuttle flight director.
It's certainly a magnificent accomplishment that these crews have done in the installation of the Node 3 module and the relocation of the cupola. And all of the spectacular operations that we'll be able to utilize from those two pieces of equipment.
The Endeavour crew leaves behind a virtually completed space station. The shuttle undocks tonight and is due back on Earth on Sunday. Stocks are down slightly on Wall Street this hour. The Dow down 25 points at 10,368. You're listening to NPR News. The U.S. has scored an upset victory at the Vancouver Olympics. American Evan Lysacek has ended a 22-year drought for the U.S. in men's figure skating. He won the gold last night, beating defending champion Yevgeny Plushenko of Russia. Lysacek says he skated the best possible program.
I couldn't have asked for much more than that, to have my personal best in the most important moment of my life. You know, I've just dreamed about it.
Also last night, Australia won its first gold medal at the Vancouver Olympics in the women's snowboard halfpipe. Tora Bright kept three previous American medalists off the top of the podium. From Cypress Mountain, west of Vancouver, NPR's Diana Douglas reports.
It looked like another gold medal for American Hannah Teeter after the first of two final runs down the halfpipe. But Tora Bright of Australia, who was dead last after falling her first time down the pipe, rode nearly perfectly in her do-or-die second run. She knocked defending champion Teeter down to silver. No one could match Bright's best switchback 720, in which she rocketed up the side of the wall and spun around twice in the air. She said afterwards that she was pleased with her tricks, which shook American domination of the Olympic halfpipe.
I am. I'm pretty laid back. All I can do is what I did. And I can't change that, so...
American Kelly Clark, the gold medalist from Salt Lake City in 02, took the bronze. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Cypress Mountain.
There are just four medal events on the schedule today. American skier Bodie Miller will be looking for his second medal of the Games in the men's Super G. Women will be competing in a cross-country skiing event, and then men and women will be riding sleds head-first in the competition known as Skeleton. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.